mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's already another Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Hence, I'm Alex Jones, your host. And it is the 18th day of June, 2004. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and, of course, prisonplanet.com, all three different sites. A ton of news, my friends. There's just so much information we're going to go over today, and we're going to have wide-open phones. I didn't intend to have any guests today, but I got up this morning and learned that locally here in Austin, one of our acquaintances, not just one of my acquaintances, but many of you are acquainted with him, he's been on the show, George Woolley, who thinks I should be arrested for my comments about 9/11. He told me again Tuesday night I should be in the hallways of the cable system. And, well, I actually agree with what George is doing right now. He aired the Nick Berg video on his cable show that he's been doing for, I don't know, 15 years or something. And there's just howls of protest and, boy, is this obscene and what should we do? And it's been on some of the TV stations here locally, and we have some of those articles posted or being posted on Infowars.com right now. Now, wait a minute. When I was in junior high, they showed us film of Jews and others having their heads blown off by Nazis and thrown into pits. Piles of naked bodies being pushed by bulldozers into pits in the mass grave operations when our troops moved into those camps. We see this all the time. Why, then, is there such a freakout over showing, by the way, the obviously fake Nick Berg video? I mean, that's another whole issue. But why is there such a freakout over showing this? And this is an Orwellian situation because it's doublethink. I mean, how many times do they show somebody on TV getting thrown from a bull and stomped to death, or a race car blowing up and someone flying out of it, or someone cutting their arm off? I mean, it's on TV all the time, and I don't watch more than an hour of TV a week. And it's on prime time. How many times have we seen, during prime time, Kennedy's head getting blown off in Dealey Plaza in 1963, 40-plus years ago? How many times have you seen Kennedy's head being hit by a 30-odd-6 bullet explode with brains splattering his wife in living color? Better film than the grainy video that we were tortured to, basically, with the Nick Berg situation. Which, by the way, a bunch of top forensics experts and heads of universities and others have looked at and said, they're not really cutting somebody's head off. The motor function, no blood. But again, that's just one of the many points. It's just amazing. The doublethink. I mean, it's fine to show Kennedy's head getting blown off, fine to show piles of dead Jews, and frankly, I think we should. It's history. But piles of men, women, and children naked, as skinny as scarecrows, with their eyeballs hanging out. Show that to the 7th graders. Put it on PBS at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But don't you show dead contractors hanging from lampposts and bridges. Don't you show the torture video and photos of what's happened to the Iraqis, because they've only released about 1% of the thousands of photos and video. Don't you show Nick Berg. See, they're setting a precedent across the board where they can selectively decide, well, that's too graphic. Why, we'd never show that, and then show something even more graphic the next day. So we've got Mr. Woolley coming on, the man who thinks I should be arrested. I don't think he should be arrested. But, again, I believe in the First Amendment. So, George will be joining us here in just a few minutes. This should be fireworks, as usual. But, actually, I mean, I stand for his rights, even if he doesn't stand for mine. We'll be right back.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here's the headline from News 8 Austin. Cable Access Channel criticized for airing bird beheading. And it says the TV station received a handful of calls Wednesday night from viewers complaining about violent content. But I bet they love watching Kennedy's head getting blown off and brain splattering, or piles of dead Jews being pushed into mass graves naked, which is far more graphic. The beheading video of Nicholas Berg aired in its entirety continuously from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. during a live program on Channel 10. George Woolley was the program's producer. He said he was trying to illustrate the divide nature of media, the divided nature of media. Innocent civilians and Americans are being horribly treated, and that needs to be shown to the American public. I don't know why the dominant media fails to do that, but they do. So I felt compelled to do it myself, he said. And, you know, George has a good point. Why will they show images of a police dog attacking an Iraqi? Why will they show images of men in sexually explicit positions having to engage in acts on each other? Or why will they show images of Humvees being blown up with dead troops around them, but they will not show images of the Nicholas Berg situation? Well, number one, my friends, is because the video is obviously fake. And I'll have to go through that evidence later in this hour since I mentioned it. We did past shows on this, but if I mention something, I'm going to back it up. But also, it's to set the precedent to not release certain things. They released the lightest of the photos. This is admitted by Congress, by Republicans. of the thousands of photos and videos from Abu Ghraib. We're talking videos of raping women, beating women, beating children, beating people to death, families that were stopped at checkpoints. And so they set the precedent. Well, we got all these thousands of photos. We'll release, you know, a few of, you know, showing the troops, the jail guards making people, you know, do sexually explicit things and a police dog biting somebody. Well, that pales in significance to beating people to death than putting a fake IV in their arm and shipping them out to throw them in a mass grave. And that is admitted by General Antonio Toogoomba's own report. The people have confessed to it. We now have Rumsfeld's memo ordering it. We now have Ashcroft's memo that he fought to keep from being released but then got leaked, now published. They ordered it. They were all over TV the last 2 years saying how great torture is. And the neocons, if you don't know what that is, it's a Republican crossed with a Democrat, crossed with a fascist, crossed with a communist, and you get a neocon. A big government pimp, a hater of liberty, a gun-grabbing, open border promoting, UN expanding, while spewing conservative rhetoric. That's a neocon. A liberty-hating, Bill of Rights burning, that's a neocon. Then they've got all their neocon zombie minions out there that, you know, believe in form over substance, aren't able to, you know, engage in a cogent thought process. And the neocons were all over radio and TV the last 2 years. You saw them promoting torture. Liberals like Alan Dershowitz were. And they admitted that they were torturing people. You know, the government came and said, yes, we are. It's good. Then we see the images and don't like it, and they say, oh, we never did it. But again, that's all a side issue, and we'll get into that a little bit later. Some of the other news that's coming up, some editorials about Skull and Bones, also martial law threatened for Iraq. What do you mean threatened? It's been under martial law since we put Saddam in the late 1970s. He did a good job for us. And Putin says Russia warned U.S. on Saddam. So they've admitted about 100 times now of planting false weapons of mass destruction evidence. They've been caught over and over again with fake weapons dossiers and fake mobile weapons trucks and fake mass graves. And it's all admitted to be fake now. Bush is paid for $70 million in fake newscasts that don't even tell you it's a government program airing around the country. But now they're saying, okay, it wasn't the CIA that told us about all this, and it wasn't the Easter Bunny. It was Vladimir Putin. And Putin says the Iraq War is good, and Putin says that he gave Bush the evidence. That's where it came from. So Putin, he's a real good guy. We can believe everything he says. KGB are good guys. And so we'll go back over that and these new developments. Rights group blast America's secret detention centers and much more. But joining us is George Woolley. We had George on, I guess, roughly a month ago. And George, about 8-9 years ago, actually for about a year, ran my live TV show. When Bush came into office and years later, we kind of parted ways because I continued to be a rock-bottom conservative against doubling the growth of government, against butchering the Bill of Rights, against assault weapons bans, against the UN. And I don't look at rhetoric. I look at what they actually do. And George, I saw him on TV saying people that disagree with the government, that's really sedition if they're, you know, saying this stuff. And Michael Savage has said that the New York Times showed a picture of an Iraqi holding up boots of a serviceman, and that's treason. They should be arrested. And anybody that disagrees with the government should be put in a forced labor camp. And so that's kind of spread out into the population. And I do talk at radio interviews almost every day, and people call into the show who do disagree, and they're the vast minority. Most conservatives have woken up, and they call in and say, you should be arrested. You know, it's seditious to say what you're saying. And it's frightening, my friends. And understand, this is going to be used against conservatives, against homeschoolers. But they're getting conservatives behind this idea right now, claiming, oh, it's for those Arabs, you know, those evil Arabs that are trying to, you know, kill us right now. And then the neocons don't want to discuss that it was our government that radicalized many of the Arabs, that shipped in the radical hadiths, interpretations of the Quran that say kill all the Americans, that set up the Taliban, that set up Al-Qaeda, that put Saddam into power, that, you know, put bin Laden into the position of power. We're supposed to forget about all that. We're supposed to have double think and go, no, we've always been at war with East Asia. And then, oh, we've never been at war with East Asia the next day. And then there's also doublethink being acted on here at the same level with what I mentioned earlier, that I remember in seventh grade and them showing us images, it was all over TV as well, of piles of naked dead bodies, children, women, men, being pushed into giant mass graves in the death camps of Nazi Germany. Eyeballs hanging out, guts hanging out. I mean, the real deal, about as horrific as I can imagine. And we've seen images of Kennedy's head exploding and brains splattering. You know, George pointed that out to me this morning when I talked to him. And I agree with it. And, all the violence on television, the rest of it. But suddenly, they want to selectively say, and the neocons even said, let's not show the video. The White House, yes, don't show it. Because, friends, then they can say, don't show the thousands of photos and videos of the raping and beating to death of women, children, and men at Abu Ghraib and other prisons. Which the general has now come out, and the head general over those camps, and said, I wasn't allowed into those areas. It was CIA control. We were ordered to treat them like dogs and do this. So they're going to have trouble now isolating it and trying to say it was lone people doing it. I mean, Bush has been caught in another lie, saying that he knew nothing about it. It was just rogue people. No, people don't, in a rogue fashion at a bunch of different bases, not just Abu Ghraib in Iraq, torture people out in the middle of the cell block while taking photos of it and passing them around like baseball cards, as the troops described it. They were ordered to do it. The private CIA contractors were in control of those wings. And how dare the White House try to burn generals that weren't even allowed in those areas. So this is classic. But again, those are other issues. We'll get into that with George and also take your calls on it. But George Woolley, I do agree with you that the video needed to be shown and that people are really engaging in doublethink when they say that it shouldn't be shown. And it's good to have you on the air with us.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. It's an honor to be on your program. And I did not say, just to correct you, I did not say that anybody that disagrees with the government or the war in Iraq is committing a sedition. Just to correct that, I think when you falsely accuse the government of something and cause confusion because of that statement, that's when you may or may not have crossed the line. It definitely should not be done in a reckless manner.
Well, George, that's more doublespeak. Now, what I said is I said Michael Savage said that if you disagree with the government, you should be put in a, quote, forced labor camp, and I've heard him do it now 15, 20 times.
Well, he's wrong. He's wrong. We have a First Amendment, and you and
I know you've listened to it. Have you not heard him say that?
No, I don't ever listen to Michael Moore. If I see his face, I
Michael
turn it
Savage.
Off.
Michael Savage. Savage.
Oh, Savage. Savage is extreme. He's extreme. The First Amendment, I have as much love for it and respect for it as you do, Alex. And
well, George, I got to be honest with you. What I said is that you have told me that saying what I say about 9/11, that should be arrested for that because it's reckless and I can't prove it. And yes, I can prove it. But even if I couldn't prove it, that's my First Amendment. And then to twist it and go, I defend the First Amendment, but you can't create confusion. That's sedition. I mean, come on, George.
Well, Alex, we all know the First Amendment doesn't allow you to scream fire in a movie theater.
Oh, you mean how the White House has been caught issuing dozens of fake terror alerts?
I'm not going to go over, all the points that you cover in your show.
Well, that's what liberals always do is they go, we're going to talk about just this. Don't bring anything else into it.
Well, because I can't defend the White House and the government on every point that you like to attack them on, but I can make a statement as an American citizen that I think if you don't have the proof and you accuse someone of doing something, you should be sued. In this case, a time of war, when you're making statements that confuse the public and actually may help and abet the enemy, that's we have a word for that, and it's called sedition.
And that's exactly what the Deputy Attorney General under Lockyer, a Democrat, said in the Oakland Tribune last year. But the Democrats agree with you. They can't wait to take your mindset and use it. George, Mayor Willie Brown did get a call from the White House not to fly. The CIA did engage in insider trading against United America. Okay. Bin Laden is a CIA asset. Okay, he was used to attack the Serbs in 98. These are all just facts, George. I'm sorry you don't like them.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Day began with a special service.
The rescue of the hostages you had
is headed for
in the war on terror until they are credited
to Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I was talking to George during the break, and I said, yeah, did you not say twice to me now at the TV station that for my comments about 9/11, which obviously aren't true, that I should be arrested? And he said, well, I did say that. Just to clarify, and then I was talking about Michael Savage with disagreeing with the government on anything, and you should be put in a forced labor camp, and most of you are talk radio listeners, and you've heard that. But again, we're going to get into all these other issues in neoconism with George in the next segment and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. But I do agree with George with his First Amendment stance that he was discussing on his TV show two nights ago, and then he was on television last night on some of the channels. In fact, it's on today. Cable Access Channel criticized for airing Berg beheading. This is News 8 Austin. Austin Community Television received a handful of calls Wednesday night from viewers complaining about violent content. And this is a freedom of expression facility, so there's no control over the content of the programs, ACTV Executive Director John Villarreal said. According to the ACTV contract, as long as the content doesn't break local, state, and federal law, it can air on the channel. The city of Austin gives ACTV a piece of place to operate, but has no editorial control. And yeah, and it says 35 cents out of each cable bill goes to run it, as well as your county, city television, school board. You get to see, what, six channels for 35 cents. Quite a value there. But the point here is that George has gone through this before, showing aborted babies. Now, why can you show piles of dead people killed by the Nazis, but you can't show dead and aborted babies? And they're passing laws all over the country, you know, to arrest you if you have a van driving along with a picture of this on the side. This is doublethink. This is selective. This is obscene, but that isn't obscene. George, comments?
Political correctness, and as we all know, political correctness is just a polite way to say they're playing unfair. Basically, it's based on a lie that some things are okay if they're liberal, and some things are not okay if they're not liberal. So this is just another episode of that. I did a 15-20 minute interview with that reporter, and they used part of two sentences. I mean, I think I probably had 10 words on the air last night in that reported story on the news channel. But the first question she asked me was, why did you show them? And I said, because you all won't, because it's the truth. And I said, you know, you bombard us day in and day out, you and all the rest of the dominant media. For the last month, we've been looking at naked terrorists in Abu Ghraib prison with underwear on their head.
Now, George, they haven't been given lawyers, or and the Army's own report. The Army admits 70-90%, depending on what camp, are completely innocent, and they arrest whole families, and they have raped children in front of their parents. Now, that's official government reports. I'm sure you're not aware of that, because you choose not to be aware of it.
I'm not aware of that.
Of course, you're not.
And it's the things that you're talking about, Alex, and the things you always talk about that should be discussed in the dominant media, and instead you're relegated to one particular sideband radio or whatever this is. And these kind of larger discussions are not made. It's
well, actually, we're not relegated. We're on AM and FM in Texas, in Colorado, in Missouri, in New York, in Florida. We're on in Los Angeles, by the way.
Well, I am saying that the arguments that you make, the First Amendment should be expressed fully in the media, in the dominant media, yet they only give us a narrow view.
Let's talk about that.
Look,
CBS released some of the lighter photos. Hearst has seen more of them. The senators and congressmen and women have seen them. And there's thousands of them, but they've released a couple dozen, or maybe 25.
Photos of what?
Of the stuff at Abu Ghraib. So there's censorship right there.
Are you kidding? Yeah, how many pictures is that? 30, you say?
Not even that many, I believe.
Well, okay, but we're bombarded with them day in and day out.
Yeah, but they're not showing the photos of them, raping women.
Exactly, or having their heads cut off, which is what I showed.
But you're not listening to me. There is censorship going on. They don't show us a lot of the abuse these people go through.
Exactly. That was my point to the reporter. She never used that comment.
But you're saying that the evil liberal media isn't showing, you know, the images of Berg getting his head cut off, but they're showing the torture. I'm telling you they're holding back most of the torture information.
They're showing the torture that Americans have done to the terrorists.
Yeah, they're censoring 98% of it.
Is that right?
Haven't you heard the senators, Republican senators, Kay Bailey and everybody going, oh, it's horrible, there's thousands of them, people getting their heads cut, people getting beaten to death, raped, all of this?
I'm not aware that that's been going on at the prison, and I just have no knowledge of that, Alex. These kind of things should be brought to the fore. I'm just for the First Amendment. Liberals, conservatives, and otherwise, everybody should have a voice.
Okay, stay there, George. We'll come right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of MT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. MT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. MT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components. Even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When I listen to the so-called liberals on their talk shows, on television, when I read their editorials, none of it's based in fact. It's totally delusional. It's like watching a bunch of mentally ill people, you know, try to give you a diatribe on, you know, rocket science. But the neocons, it's the same thing. I mean, they have these fights over, you know, Hillary's against Bush. Well, if Hillary's against it, you know, if Hillary's against depleted uranium, then depleted uranium must be good for the troops, because Hillary's nothing but a liar. Meanwhile, Hillary's voted to actually expand the funding for all of that. You know, meanwhile, Bill Clinton's in love fest with Bush, saying more kind things about him than he did about Ronald Reagan. And, you know, Bill Clinton coming out and going, actually, we did the right thing with the war. Saddam was pretty bad. And Putin agrees, yeah, Bush is good. And, you know, Chucky Schumer, yeah, Bush is good. You know, all the real, look at Kerry. He says he's for the war. He wants to expand it and, you know, have the UN in there running things. And surprise, surprise, so does Bush. And the neocon followers, the neocon masters know full well what's going on, can't wake up to this. The liberals can't wake up to this. And it's like WWF wrestling. It's a staged event. It's not real. From committee chairman and up, it's a staged event. It's like Bush Sr. worshiping Ted Kennedy last year. You know, and then, oh, George Bush Sr., he never talked about a new world order. Only conspiracy theorists say that. And then he's given a press conference the night Ronald Reagan died, going, Ronald Reagan helped bring in the New World Order. You know, we deal in the real world here, folks. We go off documents and legislation, and we're informed, and we read hundreds and hundreds of news articles a day from around the globe. And then I talk to a liberal, I talk to a conservative, and they've never heard of any of it. All they know is the liberals are evil. All they know is the conservatives are evil. All real debate ceases, and the liberals and conservatives don't know their bosses are all part of the same crime syndicate. Now, I know we got loaded phone lines for George Woolley, and the reason I had him back on is, number one, there's talk of censoring him, and there's always been talk of shutting down Access TV because, you know, people show video of dead aborted babies, and then people show video of Nick Berg getting his head cut off, if that video's even real. But meanwhile, there's all the doublethink of showing all the violence and stuff you could ever imagine. Again, Kennedy getting his head blown off, piles of dead Jews in Nazi Germany. It goes on and on and on. And it's very, very serious. And no, it's not liberal censorship that they won't show the Burke video. The White House doesn't want it shown because they want to set the precedent that they don't have to release the thousands of photos and video of our troops being ordered to rape women in front of their husbands and beat people's children in front of their husbands. Now, George, I've been running over you, so if you got any comments or want to say anything, go ahead and lay it out. Perhaps you want to say that I should be arrested for saying the government's behind 9/11 again. Would you like to say that again?
Well, I just don't think you have any factual proof, and it does, what the effect is...
Well, say what you said to me in the hallway.
I said the effect is that you are confusing the American people. You are aiding and abetting our enemy by confusing the citizenry, and for that is, I think you've crossed the line of sedition. If unless you have proof, unless you are telling the truth that the government really is involved in destroying the World Trade Center towers, if they are, then I am ready to grab arms and fight against my government. I will.
Okay. George, go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com.
I have read the proof, Alex, at your site and other places. And
you've seen the owner of the World Trade Center say they blew it up?
No, I have not seen that. I've seen the seismographs and all the other supposed.
You haven't
proof.
Seen all the evidence. That is one piece out of about 80 pieces of evidence that they engage in demolition of buildings.
I have faith in our government. I believe they do.
So you say if you saw the evidence, you would, but I start giving you evidence, you go, I have faith.
I will go to prisonplanet.com, and I will look again, because it's updated every day. Perhaps I have not seen the latest evidence.
Yeah, just type in the government pulled Building 7, Prison Planet, into a search engine. It'll pop up. It's in the archives.
All right, I'll take a look, Alex. But I have faith that our government has our best interests, at least under this president.
Sure
it does.
Is. Mm-hmm.
But going back to the censorship, Alex, we need the solution to these problems that you're outlining for us, and we need good patriots to become the government. They need to become the media, and we have to perhaps abandon our jobs of just trying to feed our family and pay our bills, and we may have to do a little more missionary work. And that is get involved in these very influential spheres of power that are presently occupied by people who, I agree with you, are not necessarily telling us the truth and have evil agendas.
Well, George,
patriots need to become the government. We
George,
need to become
George,
the media.
I'm
and
sure
you,
because
you are doing that, Alex, and I applaud you.
Well, thank you.
You could be making money. You're a very brilliant man. I know you personally. You could be anything you want to be, but you have chosen to give of your time without money being the biggest consideration to tell what you believe is the truth, and I applaud that. That is the kind of spirit we need by patriots in this country. We need to get on the front lines of the
George, thank you for those fine comments and compliments, but let me just, I mean, I hate to be mean back to that, but you just said that if it can be proven that I'm not telling the truth about 9/11, arrested for sedition, it's the government that's going to decide that. And they're going to say they haven't done anything wrong.
Well,
you can't give the government that type of power in our lives And that isn't what America's about. It's about the First Amendment. And if what I'm saying is a bunch of garbage, people aren't going to listen to it. But see, it isn't garbage, so they are listening, George. Millions of them. And most of them are real conservatives that have checked out the facts. Let's take some calls. And I know this. Look, George should not be censored for showing the abortion photos. He should not be censored for showing Berg getting his head cut off. And if there's any attempts to do it, I'm going to rally behind George Woolley, even though George thinks that I might need to be arrested if what I'm saying about 9/11 isn't true. Now, let's go ahead and take some calls, George. Let's talk to Brian in New Jersey. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
Good.
I had called a couple days ago. You told me to call back. I asked a question about if our government had enough military in order to put us under martial law.
I told you to call back. What was it, at the end of the show?
Yes. You basically said that, yes, you know, we're training our police and our military to take over martial law in the country. My question, and then you even said that, you know, the way that we fight back is to inform people. If our government was to do this, aren't they just going to shoot people that protest?
Well, that's what they're preparing for, but most of the troops and military won't go that far, even though they give them questionnaires trying to train them to do it. That's why they're now giving them giant, basically a lightning bolt machines, according to the New Scientist yesterday.
I read that on your site.
That'll knock down whole crowds, giant microwave guns on top Humvees, helicopters with knockout gas. They've been quietly gearing up for this since long before Clinton was even in office. It accelerated under Clinton, and now it's exploded under Lord Bush, and none of it has to do with terrorism. It's about oppressing the population. You know, 10 years ago, the liberals loved it when they were breaking Catholic priest arms, and I have video of this, George has it, of a Catholic priest in handcuffs as they break his arms with pleasure. The ACLU loved that. But now they don't love it when their union people get their arms broken for no reason. In fact, George, do you still? I lost that video. It's somewhere. Do you still have that video of that you aired? It must have been 8-9 years ago.
Yeah, I do have all those archives.
Well, I'm begging you. In fact, will you give me another copy of that?
Sure, be glad to.
Because, and I'll even put it on the website for everybody to download for free, and I'll pay for the bandwidth. I mean, you have an hour of video of amazing women with babies breaking people's arms. And believe me, George, all of that's going to be used against us, the real conservatives. I hope you know that.
Well, these are all pro-lifers that are suffering this abuse, and this is.
But now they're doing it to the liberals.
Yeah.
Are you against it happening to the liberals?
Well, I'm against police abuse, but there's a, you know, I've been on a riot squad. That was one of my secondary duties when I was in the military during the Vietnam years, and you know, we were prepared for anything if we were attacked by Americans. And you know, Kent State was kind of the mindset of is currently the mindset of the military. If you're attacked, even if it's your own people, well, sometimes you have to use extreme measures.
George, more doublethink. I have video of the government hiring the 50 anarchists in Seattle, housing them. They had them go out, stir up some trouble so it could be videotaped. Agent provocateur, to then be blamed on the 60,000 peaceful protesters against the WTO taking over our national sovereignty.
I don't have any knowledge of
Have knowledge of any of this, George. You're not stupid. You decide, you know, what you want to focus on and what you want to know about.
I have read enough of the conspiracy.
I got police on video admitting it. Local newscast. It's not my opinion.
Most of what I've read, it just doesn't sound credible.
Alex, does George believe that the government was behind the Oklahoma City bombing? Because I think that most of your videos pretty much prove that.
No, I don't believe that. I've seen the videos, and I just don't believe the allegations.
The allegations?
They're just, you know...
The police admitting the BATF was warned not to go in, removing the bombs, the seismographs?
It's public record.
Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate it. Meg in Texas, you're on the air with Lord Woolley.
Oh, yeah. George, hang in there, guy. His passion is great, and there's a good reason for it, you know? Alex, how would you like to know, you talk about, you know, the government wanting to kill, 2/3 of the population or something like that. I haven't seen the documents. That you mentioned that you had found.
Oh, really? Ted Turner, Prince Phillips published book, The Georgia Guidestones,
well,
the video.
Guess what?
Well, let me just keep going. the Australian, the Associated Press, the Henry Kissinger declassified documents from 92 that he wrote in 73? You mean all that stuff? You haven't chosen to see them?
Well, I haven't gone to your site.
By the way, I got an email accusing me of lying that they come out. Let me finish. I got an email accusing me of lying and saying there is no Seattle article, there is no Washington Post article about the brain implant to stop depression. That doesn't exist either. You know, none of the no George. Hold on, ma'am. Sean Hannity says we all need the microchip, but I'm sure you say he doesn't say that.
Yeah. Well, how would you like to know what could cause renal failure, pulmonary arrest, cardiac arrest?
I don't know. It sounds
cancer,
like a bunch of insanity. What's going on? Ma'am, what's your point?
The point is that this fungus that is nationwide, and from what I'm understanding, it's probably everywhere.
We
all
went
over
from
the
population
world.
Control to fungus. I'm trying to.
Well, exactly, because it can kill you in any number of these ways and nobody be the wiser. And this particular fungus is a morphed type of Cryptococcus.
Well, I know that they have a bunch of genetically engineered funguses that they're spraying on the coca leaves, and now it's spread to a bunch of other plants, and it's very, very
everywhere.
Serious.
There's stands of old-growth tree in dripping springs that are just dead. And we're not talking just live oak. We're talking juniper, red oak. I mean, it will get into our food.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. George, what do you think about unlimited genetic engineering? I guess because the liberals are against it, you think it's great.
No. They're talking about trying to use little babies and kill them to use their spare parts.
But wait, Nancy says that, so it must be good.
Well, I think,
Wait a minute. Al-Qaeda doesn't want us to have good scientific advances, so protesting against fetal stem cell use aids Al-Qaeda. Fetal stem cell could help us get treatments to stop biological attack. Hence, you're creating confusion and aiding you may be aiding the enemy, George.
Alex, you're really stretching there.
That's right. You're stretching, too. That's the point. They can stretch this to anything they want.
The truth. I'm glad that you're pursuing the truth, Alex, and I will give you that much. I believe that there's a sincere search to explain why things are the way they are. I have surrendered to rather than try to reinvent the wheel every day and pursue that search that you're on. I have surrendered years ago, thrown up my hands to God and said, "You take over."
Well, George, that's exactly George. That's exactly what I've done, and I know that Jesus Christ was tortured, and then killed, and that's the exact stuff our government's doing. And just because these foreigners do it doesn't make it okay for us to do it. Just because Joseph Mengele does it doesn't mean it's okay for us to do it.
No, it doesn't. My conclusion is that Satan is behind all the evils of the world. Yes, he may be manifested in some of these rich cabals of organizations, international globalists or whatever. Yes, he's manifested in many ways, but he's also manifested at the local school board where they allow sex education and little girls to be taken to their abortuaries, and he's in a myriad of ways. The homosexual
Let me ask you this, George. I'm sure you heard that they've got memos that have been published by Rumsfeld and by the head of the Justice Department, Ashcroft, authorizing torture, saying they're above the law. Now, they lied and said they didn't say that. Now the memos are public. They haven't denied it. Now, isn't that an impeachable offense?
I have heard an explanation that these are not true soldiers, that these people are not governed by any particular country or army. They're a bunch of terrorist thugs. Therefore, they do not meet the conventions of the Geneva Convention.
Hey, you can't torture the war. You're not allowed to torture Ted Bundy, okay? Oh, he's not governed by any law. He's not a soldier. He's just a enemy combatant person of interest. We've made a new definition. That's more doublethink. Because if you start torturing Ted Bundy, if you start torturing Joseph Mengele, you become Joseph Mengele. You become...
These people are not responding to normal behavior. You can't just hold them for a few months and then have their government negotiate. And
that's what the Nazis said. We've got to have stronger measures because don't you understand that you become what you're supposedly fighting?
These people are blowing up innocent men, women, and children.
So we need to pull over families at checkpoints and take them to the camp.
And they're refusing to give us information. Now, I don't know. You can just hold them forever, and they'll continue to plot and destroy this world.
Oh, yeah. You mean the Al-Qaeda, LCIA?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you that this is skirting a dangerous gray area, and I'd probably tend to agree with you that we need to err on the legal side.
George, didn't I hear you say that we might need to just go ahead and nuke Baghdad?
Well, that's a conventional warfare tactic.
Or nuke Fallujah. So if somebody hangs up four contractors in Austin off of the Lake Austin Bridge, we should have the government nuke Austin?
I think that they should allow the civilians, the innocent, to come be processed out of a checkpoint, and then anybody that will not surrender, they should be... this is a wartime situation.
Yeah, just go ahead and nuke them, sure.
We have to kill them. I mean, you want to kill them with bullets or conventional bombs, or why not do it in a much quicker...
What do you think about them bombing that wedding, admittedly blowing children to pieces? But I guess that it's a war, right?
Well, supposedly there were a bunch of terrorists. Of course, the people that were bombed said no, they weren't. So you have to have faith in one side or the other.
I don't believe the government
lies to us.
George, I tell you, can you stay with us and take more calls?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a journey into madness. And I guess you can decide who's crazy, myself or George. But, I tell you, I know one thing. This is amazing. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, my friends. I want to try to keep George a little bit with us into the next hour. Then I've just got so many vital issues and news articles to cover. We're going to continue with your calls. Try to go to them a little bit quicker. Before I go back to George, though, just briefly, if you want to see the proof, the facts, the points that cannot be ignored, like our government saying that we accidentally flew 8,000 Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders out on CIA C-130s in the middle of the Afghan war. It was just an accident when they got caught doing it, flying their agents out who staged the war. Then they arrest a few, you know, innocent bystanders and torture them at Camp X-Ray, and the general over Camp X-Ray quits and refuses to go along with torture. We cover that in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and Masters of Terror, my two films on September 11th. And we get into the structure of the buildings and how they brought them down and the eyewitness accounts and the facts. In Eric Hufschmidt's video on VHS and DVD, Painful Deceptions, George Humphrey covers it in his books and books on tape and CD that cover 9/11. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get the documentaries, get the videos, get the books. And all of my videos you're authorized and encouraged to make copies of for nonprofit educational purposes. Get my film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, where we show you section by section that all citizens, all misdemeanors, are acts of terrorism. You want to see the concentration camps, the Marines trying to take your guns? Get my Police State videos. Toll-free number to order, my friends. Operators are there right now. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Please take action. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of my videos or multiple books. Again, 888-253-3139. You know, talking about party politics, I remember trying to wake Democrats up to Bill Clinton's corruption, but they associated their own psyche with the power structure. They had invested in it. They see it as like a football game, as a battle, a tribal war. And the same thing goes for Republicans now being conned by Bush, though more and more are waking up. Look at the fruits of the tree, my friends. And it's all coming out that Bush is in business with the bin Ladens. It's all coming out he flew them out of the country. It's all facts, and they're not going to be able to ignore it no matter how many buildings they blow up in the future. George, let's take another call.
All righty.
Let's talk to Chris in Texas. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, George, You know, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. This is not about right or left. This is not about pro-government versus anti-government. This is about truth versus lies and deceit.
I'm all for the truth.
Okay, you're for the truth. I am too. Okay. What the line that the official line that the government is selling us is absolutely absurd. There's no, I mean, if they're that inept, they're that incompetent, we have a serious problem on our hands. But they're obviously not that incompetent and that inept that they're everything that their explanation for everything is, oh, we just couldn't communicate. We just
NORAD accidentally stood down for an hour and 20 minutes.
Right, and you owe it to us. You owe it to Alex, if he's your friend, to study this stuff and to get a grip on it and to determine if it's true or if it's lies. Because I'm telling you, I guarantee you, it's the truth. And I called the Pentagon just a few minutes ago, and I just wanted to talk to somebody that worked there at the Pentagon. I was able to go online and find a number to the daycare center at the Pentagon, and the receptionist answered the phone. I asked her if she worked there the morning 9/11. She said no, she didn't. But I asked her. I said, did you know that they were running drills the morning of 9/11, simulating planes flying into the Pentagon? And she says, I really don't. I don't want to talk about that or make comments about that. And I said, ma'am, I understand. And
yeah, that was the stand down order, Associated Press, and we knew about it before it even came out in the media from our government sources. Running drills of hijacked jets flying to the Pentagon and World Trade Center used as the stand down order.
And I said,
were you aware of that, George?
No, I would have a hard time believing that our government conspired. It might have been some kind of coincidental.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know, you guys give the government far more power than my, it's been my experience as a federal.
I tell you what, we'll be right back. Stay there, George. You stay there too, Chris.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.